Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Faux Bros. My name is Joshua.
My name is Matthew.
And today we are talking about, hey, don't judge me.
It was so sassy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I was channeling my inner not you.
Don't say, I was going to say.
I said not you.
No, I was going to say, I'm not really sassy.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not like that kind of sassy. I'm more like fast and like witty than like sassy.
You're fassy?
Alright. I mean, like, I don't shade people. Like, I'm not gonna be like, no. Ew, girl. Like, not like that. You know what I mean? I'm not really, like, I'm not shady.
You wouldn't shade someone based off of the way they look?
No.
Which is what this episode's all about.
Well, it depends if it's like...
We'll get into it. But before we do, Matthew, I need you to light the candle.
Do we get a better candle? Oh, this is a better candle because I bought this for you.
You bought this candle for me. And guess what?
Already smells better.
Do you know that I'm not allowed to light this in the apartment?
Why?
Because my wife doesn't like it.
Well.
But I like it. Don't clunk it down because they can hear every time you clunk.
Well, get plastic. You,
yeah.
She doesn't like this one?
Keep the candle down. There we go.
Why doesn't she like this one?
I think maybe her nose holes are just different than ours.
Can you not say nose holes?
But that's what they are. They're holes in the nose.
Yeah, but there's definitely a word for that. It's called nostril.
Yeah, because that's...
Her nose holes suck.
Nostrils are sexier? I don't know. Right. Yeah. Ooh, that smells good. What is this flavor of the day?
It's called Blissed Out. It's from Henry Bendel.
Oh, yeah. You guys know Henry Bendel.
Henry Benadryl. It's actually, well, funny enough, I used to work at that, you know, I used to work there for years. I was at the New York store. Do you like it?
You guys want to smell with us? It does smell good. Go ahead with your story. I just wanted them to smell it.
Yeah, no, it smells great. But I used to work at the store. I did a lot of retail. I worked at the store, but it's actually, it's closing.
The Henry Bendel store?
Yeah.
It's closing?
Yeah, it's done.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, so, after, wait, after we can't get candles from there anymore?
No, so we got to stock up.
Or...
I have a credit card, don't worry.
Is it just their physical stores, or is it... Could you get it online?
No, it's
everything.
Bendel's
then
closing.
We do need to stock up, because I like all the scents that you've gotten from them.
Yeah, well, I have a credit card, so we should just, like, lock it out. Okay. But they have ones Pamela will like, too. It's not just...
I like it.
She doesn't like... This one's not really floral. She doesn't like floral grandma smells, which
it doesn't smell
I
like
do.
A grandma. It's not a grandma smell.
No, not this one, but if you walk into your sister Adam in my apartment, it definitely smells like a little bit like a 70-year-old woman could live there.
I do call your roommates Nana and Pop-Pop.
Yeah.
Oh, and but they're not the ones responsible for the Henry Bendel.
It's Bendel.
Bendel droll.
Anyway.
What are we talking about today, Matthew, on the Faux Bros podcast?
Why don't you tell me?
Oh, wow. You're going to put me in? All right, fine. Because I think you're making me say it first because you think I do this more than you do it.
No, I was just very aware of the first podcast. I talked a lot. So I'm just let you talk this time. I talk a lot.
Listen here, if I wanted to talk, I would talk, because I am sassy.
I'm kidding. I understand that, but sometimes I can just...
What?
Have at it.
Have at it. How many times have you said that?
Stop.
Heyo. Okay, so today, this is titled Don't Judge Me, because we want to talk about how, as a society and as individuals, we judge a book by its cover. And in line with Faux Bros, it's often that people judge us based off the way we look. And then when they get to know us for 0.5 seconds, they're like, wait, oh, you're not, you look like a douchebag, but you're not really a douchebag. But it's more than just the Faux Bro. That's why we call it that, because we're not really that type. It's so many people out there are judged by the way they look.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, first of all, let's just start on a small scale, do you feel judged by the way you look and by the way you present yourself?
Yeah. And I think I'm also...
In a negative way or a positive way?
I think both. I don't want to say, like, oh, I feel judged. But I think it just... Everything that... Let's just go with social media,
sure.
Right? And, like, Instagram. I'm very... Like, everything I post, I like most people, I would agree. Like, I overthink it. I don't know. I don't know really if I post the right or wrong things. I don't really know if there's like a brand. I just don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I do feel people... I've gotten some harsh feedback on my Instagram. I've gotten some great feedback on my Instagram. But mostly people are just kind of like...
What I'm hearing from you though is that you're saying that they judge you, but then they meet those that have met you find it almost a contrast between what they've seen you post.
Yeah, for sure.
And what is the contrast?
Well, the thing that I normally get is in the dating world, I'll get, wow, you're a lot nicer than I thought you were going to be.
So based off of your pictures, they would think you're not a kind, empathetic, sweet person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet you are one of the most kind people I know. So thank you. But no, like we've talked about this before. I'm curious as to why, because I know what you post. So Matthew likes to post himself in what he views, I would think, I'm assuming, you can correct me, what you view yourself in the best light. You think you're posting, this is my most attractive at this point that I can be. Well, this picture.
Yeah, and I think a lot goes behind that, actually. I think a lot of it's more, you know, I am an actor, and, you know, there's an image in my head that I feel like I need to portray to fulfill that side of me. Because, you know, when you are in entertainment, you have casting directors, agents, they all follow your Instagram, and they constantly are looking at you as like, okay, how can I brand you, or like, what brand are you, sure. You know? But do I feel that sometimes if I post, like, a more serious, sexy face, I don't feel sexy. I don't feel...
But you post it.
Yeah, because
I know that's the emotion and kind of judgment people are going to get. They're going to look at your... So what I'm saying is that there's the discussion of, do you feel judged? And are you aware that you are in control of how people are judging you just off the way you look? Like, yeah. We are in control of that.
In this day and age, yeah. But how about you? I mean, do you feel that you're judged based on how you look on social media?
I'm very self-deprecating. I've become very self-deprecating. How about that? I didn't used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be just insecure. Then that shifted into, oh, there is some attention happening, but now I'm being called a douche. Off of the way I look, but I wasn't taking myself that seriously. So I would think, why are people judging me so hard based off of I'm wearing a bandana snapback and a bright red jacket? Like, I'm not walking out of the house thinking, wow, I look like $1 million.
I'm a hot person.
Right, like, that isn't what I was.
No.
That's not how I felt. I knew I'm just kind of put on a persona that's fun for me. And now I am constantly trying to beat them to the punch and be like, I know you think I'm douche-tastic. I know you think I'm this stereotypical douche.
Yeah.
Because I already know they think that. But then at the same time, it's like, well, it is kind of my fault. Because I know if I saw someone wearing that, I would initially be like, who is this dude? Would I want to have a coffee with him?
Yeah.
Probably not. Because he would just be talking about himself and taking selfies 24/7. And that's all he is. But I'm still in control of how I put that snapback on. Right. I posted that picture. Right. So it's like I'm just as responsible, but just as confused as to why just that surface level, just your clothes or the way your body looks is a complete depiction of who you truly are. Like, yeah. Where does that come from?
Well, where does it come from? Why do we post this stuff?
I mean, I know that was like 20 questions, but like,
no,
maybe like, why do we, so maybe like play therapist for a second.
Okay.
Why do you think, because you know, I could wear
it. I do it every day for my parents, so.
Been there, buddy.
My parents are great, by the way. But you know that, real quick though, but you know that shift of when your parents become your peers and like they're not only talking you off a ledge, you're like now only talking them off a ledge?
Absolutely.
You know?
And so. It's a little jarring because you always think, oh, I'm always going to be the baby. And yeah. You always take
care. My parents can save the day. Yeah.
Sometimes you guys will.
But anyway, go ahead.
So play therapist.
Okay.
Why do you think, like, because you know me well enough to know, I know what a snapback looks like.
Yeah.
I know what an outfit looks like.
Yeah.
Why would I choose to dress that way if I knew it kind of gives me an uphill battle to prove that I'm a decent guy with a good heart that will listen to your stories and be there for you? Why would I choose the aesthetic, the surface stuff?
I think because the reason why I think anyone posts that kind of, whether it's a girl or a guy posting a very sexy photo, whether it's like an underwear shot or a bathing suit shot, whatever it is, whether you want to be perceived that way or not, it stems from insecurity, and you know 9 times out of 10, you'll get positive feedback on those photos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not always like no one's gonna write, oh, hey girl, you know, in your Louboutins and your like wrap dress, you look like a real bitch. Like, no one's gonna say that, you know? They'll say it behind her back or behind his back, like, oh, hey bro, you're in your underwear again, showing your abs. No, but like.
But they'll probably like the picture and kind of wish they had that bag or had the confidence to wear a bright color jacket like that.
But I think everyone's looking for validation and looking for positive reinforcement or whatever that may be. For me, and if I'm having a down day or having an insecure moment, if I gain some weight, I'll post a photo and just it's almost like immediate instant feedback validation. That you're okay. Yeah.
Well,
I'll fully disclose that. Like, I don't think I ever post a photo on a day where I'm like, I feel great about myself.
Sure.
Tell me more, people. No, it's more like I'm having a moment.
Yeah.
And something's running through my head, like about. Yeah. An audition I didn't get, or I gained some weight, whatever it may be.
So, well, then explain this. I mean, people in this whole society that we got going on, I think we're all pretty much aware when we see any type of character out there or stereotype, what that stereotype means based off of a look, mm-hmm. a style, a choice. So when we choose a style, like we're basing a whole podcast on faux bros, because we know that we look a certain way, but there's more to us than the way we look.
Yeah.
Why don't we just dress us a different way? Or present ourselves in a different way? Why don't we... I don't know what that way would be, so take the snapbacks off and maybe not wear trendy clothes, or maybe... I'm wearing an NSYNC shirt right now because I love NSYNC, but I also know people are going to be like, is he gay because he likes NSYNC, but he also has a flannel on top of it? But like, I chose to wear it.
Yeah.
You know, you choose to do your hair really nice. You have great hair. You have a nice glow about you with your skin tone.
That's because I had to go to work this morning. I have to go to work. I have to look good for work. So I don't normally always.
Yeah.
Mind you, I haven't worn a snapback yet in either one of these Faux Bros episodes. It will happen. I just haven't. From work.
We used to wear the same outfits every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much we'd wear a snapback, a big watch, and a jean jacket over
if something. You would just gain like 40 pounds, I would love to share clothes with you.
Trust me, man. Well, the internet is very... well, they think I've gained plenty of weight.
Guys, strictly it's the camera. You've not gained...
Silly, dude. I appreciate that. How about we shift gears for a second? Because I know, like... Yeah, we can choose how we look, knowing that we're going to be perceived a certain way, and then we have to fight against, go up current to be like, no, but I'm actually more than the look. Have you...
Not to say that look is good. Like, we're not saying like, oh, we know that we look good. Like, people think, no, that's not what we're saying.
Oh, that's why I started with, I'm not wearing a bandana snapback and a bright red jacket thinking I look like the king of all kings and I'm the coolest. Think I personally just like it. It's fun, and I feel confident as myself in it. It's just a self-reflection of like, I like this.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone should be wearing a bright red jacket, and I'm not going to wear a jacket into Walmart like that, but I might do it for a picture op or something. Like, yeah. But whatever. But I know it's like, if someone else was wearing the same thing, I would kind of, my eyebrow would be raised and I'd be like, well, what kind of person are they actually? Do you want to have a coffee with them? I don't know. That leads me to ask you this. Have you in turn seeing someone look a certain way or present themselves in a certain way, you thought, I know exactly what this kind of person is. I know them without even having to talk to them. But when you do talk to them, you're like, crap, I was so wrong. They are so much more than what this judgmental surface was.
Yeah.
What, how does that make you feel? Like, what is that? Where does that come from?
Well, specific examples is, it's more, if I, in the dating world, on a dating app, or even in person, if I see a guy who's like super jacked and has like a perfect body, I'm like, okay, he's either gonna like hate me, he's going to hate me, or he's going to hate me. Like, and I won't, because I'll think that he's like this like superior, like Adonis who also wants to be around other like hot buff
men. And he probably thinks in some way he is an Adonis in some way. Well, someone that takes that great a care of their body.
But maybe
not.
Has
to be aware. Well, I mean, everyone has body issues. Even the people that are most jacked probably feel like, oh, if I could only lose 5 more pounds, I'd probably do this or that. But you say in most cases, if you see a super jacked, good-looking dude, he is immediately going to want to surround himself with the same type.
Yeah, so again, coming from my own insecurities, I'll be like, well, he doesn't want to talk to me or hang out with me because I don't go to the gym and I don't have a body like that. That I kind of retract and kind of like avoid conversation with them. Which is, again, for my own insecurities, like, they're perfect and great the way they are, but it's me being like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think they're going to be, like, because I'm not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awful, because they could be a wonderful human being who just want...
Really loves fitness.
Yeah, like, and like, that's not just who they are, you know, that's me saying, okay, your life is fitness, your life is the gym, that's not mine, we're never going to work out as friends. I'm not even talking romantically, I'm just talking just as friends, which is crazy.
It is.
It's almost like the backwards, like, it's almost the backwards psychology of middle school.
No, absolutely.
It's the drama in there being like, I'm not hanging out with the football guy, like, no, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely. So in high school... I think this is where middle school and high school. That I think this is where the kind of surface level "don't judge me" really starts to take its form in groups of people. Mm-hmm. You start to have the cliques and the jocks and the cheerleaders and the emos and all the little things you want to say that you discover in high school. Where were you in that mix, and where did you want to be in the mix of just the way people? Like I'm just saying, when I was growing up, there was a certain look I wanted to have, but I wasn't that. Where were you actually, and what did you want
to
be?
Wait, before I answer that question, you didn't answer the question. I want to hear what you have to say, though.
What?
Have you judged somebody? Is there a
certain, oh, sorry.
Is there a certain type of guy that you were like, oh, he's not going to want to be friends with me?
No. It's
Josh is like, no, they're intimidated by me.
No, it's the other way around where it's not that I don't think they want to be friends with me. It's that I think I don't want to be friends with you. There's certain guys, if they walked into a room dressed a certain way with a certain demeanor, I'm going to think, you kind of seem like a jerk. You kind of seem like not the kind of dude I'd want to be buddies with.
That's what I thought about you when we first met.
I know you
just kidding.
No, but like that is true. That you're joking, but I know we've talked and you did feel that way about me. Yet I look kind of similar to you.
Yeah, I did.
You don't want to be friends with someone. But
yours wasn't based on your appearance. Yours was the whole.
Well, someone was like, oh, he's YouTube, a YouTuber.
Yeah, and at that point in time, I had no idea what any of this was about.
No, I got you.
I'm still a little confused.
And then here you are doing a podcast that's also on YouTube.
Which.
But that's fine. Hey, see, because you judge the book by its cover and then realize, oh, it's not as bad as you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like we've talked about it, and I don't want to name names because I don't want to be that person, but there have been times where I've met other people's friends and I'm like,
Yeah.
Why are you in my house? You seem like a disrespectful jerk.
But that's also a crazy thing, though, because real quick about like meshing of friend groups, that's also funny with judging people. It's like, because you love that core friend, you're like, well, they must attract the
same quality.
Right. Or just the same type of humor, the same type of, like, you know, well, let's just use me as an example. It's like, well, if I'm like, Josh, I'm here, meet my friend, you're like, well, they must be fun, crazy, you know,
and have
nerdy,
a heart of gold just like Matt.
Like to eat everything, you know.
but honestly, I've seen pictures and stories where I've kind of like been like, huh, that's not really the squad that I think he would always hang out with. But you have a wide arrangement of people that you're friends with.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you just hang out with certain people. So, yeah, I mean, I get you are the company you keep, or at least you would think that. You would think, oh, they are a representation of me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've judged people, and I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, but I would say...
Well, don't worry, because you do.
90% of the time, I'm right, Matt.
Well, I also
90% of the time I'm right.
Well, 95% of the time I'm right.
Okay, well then you were 5% more correct than me.
As God would always intended.
So as the title of this podcast is Don't Judge Me, but we're saying we're 90 to 95% correct when we judge others.
Terrible.
That's called being a hypocrite, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but see, I don't, like I said, I don't really judge other people. I more like it's me judging myself up against that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You pinned it correctly because when I think about this one specific person that walked in, I was like, no. It wasn't like I just didn't like this person. I thought, would this person like me? Would this person think I'm cool? They probably wouldn't. They probably think I'm a loser. They probably think that my social life and what I do for fun on a Saturday isn't as cool as what they do. So I automatically was like, psh, I don't like him.
Well, how do you feel about, like, because I think we might be similar on this, but, like, do you judge yourself when...
Yes.
If you ever meet somebody who... Because we're in our 30s.
Yes, we are.
Sometimes my 20s, but no, mostly 30s. But, like, I know for me, choosing an alternative career path led me to always feel less than some of my other friends, like, back in New York, because, like, they're all, like, CPA accountants or real estate boomer, like, or they're lawyers, doctors, they all have, like, careers. And we being in entertainment, you know, I'm not throwing money into my 401k and, like, right. you know, buying houses in Montauk.
Sure.
You know, so I feel less than. So I think when these people come into the room, again, judging myself, I'm like, they're not going to want to hang out with me because...
You automatically pin yourself against
I got to put pennies down just to go to happy hour. You know what I mean? Like, right. or to go to brunch on Sunday.
So that's what Venmo is for, man.
But do you ever feel that from being in entertainment?
Yeah, because entertainment to its core is walking into a room and hoping someone else is going to judge you and give you a job based off of what you're presenting them.
So the audition every of life.
Yeah, every day. So basically most entertainment, in my knowledge and experience, most entertainers are the most insecure people you'll meet on this planet. Yet those are the people that walk into a room every day and say, please judge me and give me a job.
Yeah.
Not, hey, look at my criteria and look at my credentials. Look at, I went to Harvard. I did this. I worked hard. Can I get this job? It's no. Did I say the line funny enough? Do I look cute enough?
It's the only career where it's acceptable to judge on your physical appearance. God. On your physical appearance.
Like
other jobs, I'm sure judge, you know, women or some men on their appearance for sure, but it's not allowed. Matthew, it's not supposed to happen.
I think we're masochistic. Revelation.
Cue the Avril Lavigne song.
All of them, by the way.
Her new one's great, by the way.
I heard her album's great. I haven't listened to it yet.
I think she's put out one song. I think I'm not sure. It's great. I love it.
Speaking of great songs, we were just talking about this. Noah Cyrus, you got to listen to her new stuff, man.
All right. Fair enough.
And I also judged her by the way she looks. I'm like, she's nothing like Miley. She's like the opposite. I like Miley, but I'm really going to like Noah.
But, oh, because she's the Ashley Simpson of the group?
In a way.
Which, by the way, Ashley Simpson rocked my junior, senior year of high
this
school.
This is a mess.
Yeah, pieces of, oh my God.
I did like that song.
That song brings me right. I watched her show on MTV. I drove my parents' car to school every day, and I was, like, rocking out to, like, that and, like, all, what was the other one she had?
Yeah, please.
Better name, Off.
Name all of her hits.
Okay, she had Pieces of Me. She had Pieces of Me.
And she had that wonderful SNL hoedown move.
Oh, I didn't steal your boyfriend. Hey, man. I'm going to have a great night tonight. I'm going to play Ashley all night. It's going to be great.
Well, let's close this episode with this. We were kind of talking about this when we weren't recording. Where do you think, all right, let's make it a really simple question. Do you think that judging others based off appearance and status or whatever is innate, like you're born with just a judgment, or it's taught? You learn it from something?
I think it's...
Or a mixture of both.
I think it's a mixture of both.
So you think you are born, in a sense, with knowing like an alpha to a beta, like knowing I want the strongest, not the weakest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or like, what's the strongest in your eyes? Do you know what I mean? Like
but do you think you're born with that? With the judgment?
I think you're born with... judgment of what's strong. No, hang on. I think you make your own decision what's strong in your eyes and what you idolize or what you want to aspire to be or what you think is cool. But I think you're also taught, like, okay, having financial status, a high financial status is like, that's really good. Like, the, you know, people who carry like the designer bags and the clothes and the cars and the houses, like, that's like,
yeah.
I think that's taught to you from a young age. I think body issues is taught to you from a young age. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit earlier about how I said, you know, these big magazines like Vogue or Maxim, what they get all this heat from, you know, with women and their bodies and whatever. But I'm like, if you look back as kids, if you watch a Disney movie, the princesses are all like super tiny and beautiful and have hair and eyes and makeup and they're with these really hot attractive.
That is... No, that means we got about 5 minutes left.
All right.
See, we do this to keep ourselves on track.
But you know what I'm saying? Like cartoons put out... And an example I think I told you earlier is my friend has a son. And he is the best kid I've ever met. He's wonderful. But he said to his mom one time... Like, he's obsessed with Disney princesses. And he thinks... And so he said to his mom one time, he was like, I don't like that babysitter because she's not pretty. So where would the three-year-old, I believe he's three. But where would he get that from? Because his parents are not those people. They're like, everyone's beautiful, well, everyone's okay. great, every race, every sex, every sexuality. I mean, like, they talk to him about you know, me being gay Uncle Matt, like, whatever yeah. it is. Like, it's all very open and very accepting. So it's not the parents.
It's not always the parents' fault.
No.
But because...
Specifically in this case.
Well, because, you know, the farther technology takes us, the more accessible just visual entertainment is at a young age. When I was three, I wasn't handed an iPad or a phone to mm-hmm. look at whatever I wanted to. Or to look at the next Frozen, you know, music video coming out from the next... Like, I'm not seeing that. I see what my parents decided to show me
right.
or what my grandma let me see on TV. But you're right. It is... I don't think it's all parenting. I to answer the question I asked you, is I agree pretty much with you. I think it's learned. It's taught. I don't think... You might have some initial innate judgment of what you like and don't like, but I think for the most part... what you see is what you take on. It's taught at a very young age, or not necessarily taught, it's just observed. It's observed behavior, and you take it on yourself. And then you learn insecurities. Then someone finally says a statement to you about, oh, your teeth look weird, or, you know, and it's so, I think judgment comes from society. Like, you learn it. You're not born that way.
Yeah.
You're born, I think, as a clean slate, and it's a shame. And it's our job, the older we get, to, like, not just be good to ourselves, but to try to teach that to other people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
But I fall to it. I still judge, you know, and I think a lot of us do.
I think if you more just... For me, I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's why I have a very eclectic friend group, because I see people. I don't see mm-hmm. what they have to offer me. I don't see their appearance. I just see people. And I'm like, if our souls and our humor and our
mm-hmm.
fundamentals match up, and that's how I befriend somebody, not yeah. based on... Yeah. yeah. I know that sounds so stupid and so like an after-school special, but it's true. I've gotten many comments from people like, your friends are all over the place. I'm like, yeah, because I just... love people,
right?
You know, not
right
the appearance,
but also think that comes from your life experiences and you going through hardships, and you've learned to be empathetic towards all,
yeah,
and to not just be like, I want this select group of people that look like this and talk like this. You want everybody, because yeah. you know what it's like to be judged.
This again, this sounds so corny, but like, you're great the way you are, and like, you make me laugh, and you're just a good person. Let's be friends. Yeah. I mean, I haven't always made the best friend decisions in the world. Some of them have fallen off on the bed. Whatever. We all make yeah. a mistake.
Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah. We'll talk about both Cyruses. Cyrus I.
As long as we can talk about both Simpsons, I'm down. That's Jessica and Ashley.
Do we want to go? That we could do a whole episode about.
I could talk Simpsons. About Ashley Simpson for like I know 45 minutes.
Yeah, and you could only list two of her hits.
No. She only had like one hit.
And then other like semi-hits.
But I know all of her songs, all the lyrics. I also know all the Hillary Duff songs and all her lyrics. So we should have like a Hillary Ashley Simpson episode. Or maybe a Car episode where I'm just singing to you.
I was going to say that if we're going to do that, I need to do my research first, because I know the surface level of that, but not... I wouldn't be able to...
You don't know Hillary's Duff, like, Come Clean? Let the rain fall down. Guys.
Wanna see forever. I had a crush on Hillary Duff.
Whenever I just hear the opening, like... Like the notes of like that, like high pitched, like beeping, my heart explodes and there's like.
But it, yeah, I understand.
It's like a Disney Channel song. I mean, it's just so great.
She was a Disney Channel star.
God, I'm a nerd.
I'm keeping that in. I'm keeping it in. I don't have an after school special sentiment to leave the people like you did. I'm glad that you provided that. All I will say is, for those of you that want to wear a bandana hat and a red jacket, don't be afraid. I don't want it to make it look like, oh, if you seem like a stereotype, you shouldn't look like. Who cares? I think the point that I was making for my own self is that I didn't take myself seriously. I just liked those things, regardless if people thought if I was a douchebag or not.
Yeah.
I liked it. I felt good in it. I still feel good
in it. That kind of plays into the whole thing where like women are like, I should be able to wear whatever I want, not be perceived as a slut. And I'm like, you're exactly right. Yeah. You should be able to wear whatever you want. If you feel good and if you feel hot, like wear what you want. You shouldn't be like, you're not asking for anything. You're not, you know.
Sure. If that's how you want to present yourself, like you're living your life. When you go to bed at night, no one else is like, gonna wake up with your brain. It's your life. It's your journey.
Live and let live, people.
Live and let live.
Live and let live.
And wear snapbacks.
I will have a snapback on, I swear.
I think the people need it. The people that are watching need it. People that are listening. Do you hear this?
No.
That's my snapback.
Come here. Do you hear this?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, my forehead is all sweaty. Now, all right, I am exposed. I am open. My snapback is, I cannot snap it back. You have opened me, and I am free. Okay. I am free to live the rest of my...
Sentence, I am now judging you for...
Because I said you opened me?
And that's Phobros episode 2.
Follow us individually at Joshua D. Town and...
Matthew Will 30.
And also on Twitter and Instagram, just search Phobros, you're gonna see our accounts because you'll see two dudes with snapbacks.
Yes,
snapbacks on.
Yes, this is post work, Matt.
Yeah, like, yeah. This is I'm a professional.
Kind of.
Yes,
kind of.
You're professionally awesome. Phobro out. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week on the Phobros podcast.
Peace.